Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, haunted stories from Ripley's Believe It or Not.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story, we'd love it if you shared it with us. Call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down, send it in at realghoststoriesonline.com, and you could be a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free there. Or you can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today. How's everything?
Well, you know, you are taking me on a memory lane journey with this Ripley's Believe It or Not, because that's not even a thing anymore, is it?
You know, I think there are still some. I just don't think there's as many as there used to be.
I think maybe you need to kind of explain the whole Ripley's Believe It. Do the kids today know what that is?
I don't know, but let's see if we can find an easy...
And his explanation, when we were kids, and I mean, I was really young. And so when you brought this up, it kind of gave me a flashback in my head of going to a Ripley's Believe It or Not museum.
Oh, yeah. I think, did we do that with our dad?
Yeah, I think we did. And I want to say we went to Niagara Falls and maybe it was up in that area. What do you think?
I don't remember. It's just kind of vaguely in my brain.
Yeah, and you would go in, but they would have all these anomalies and weird things, like a six-legged cow or something, you know, or just these very. I remember them having shrunken heads and
yeah.
You know, just really odd things, oddities from around the world. So it was kind of this weird curiosity shop of things. Then I kind of think maybe it went into some wax figures, but I could be wrong about that. I just remember it being kind of this weird place that had strange things to look at.
Yeah, because real quickly, like I Googled it, said Ripley's Believe It or Not is an American franchise founded by Robert Ripley, which deals with bizarre events and items so strange and unusual that readers might question the claims. And I think there was like a kind of a comic booky magazine mm-hmm. back in the day.
Yeah, I remember that. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I hadn't really thought of it for a very long time till you mentioned it in the lead-in today about this. And I was like, Ripley's Believe It or Not. I haven't really heard that. I think maybe there's been some TV things about, you know, maybe a show and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That,
I definitely think there was a TV show kind of rather recently, I think.
Yeah. But, you know, if people hadn't tuned into that or noticed, but back in the day, it was more of like this kind of shop of curiosities. So wouldn't that be what you would describe it as?
I would say, yeah.
And it just would have really odd things. And as a child, it really made an impression on me.
Well,
obviously.
And
right?
I could see how a lot of these items could come with some paranormal activity.
Absolutely.
If you have a shrunken head, whose head is it that has been shrunken? And, you know are
now,
they cool
is it a
with
real
this?
Is it a real shrunken head or not? I don't know. But I would assume that some of the artifacts in there were real and would come with,
I would think,
you
so.
Know, some sort of paranormal activity.
Yeah, so here's the story. It says, this is Dan from Williamsburg, Virginia, and have some strange stories from Ripley's in Key West, Florida. Trust me, what I've uncovered will leave you questioning everything. And it says, I managed to get in touch with two supervisors at the Key West location, and what they shared with me about the paranormal activity there was enough to send shivers down your spine. While the Williamsburg location is certainly active, the Key West Ripley's is a whole different beast. I wonder if that's still open now or if this goes back a while.
I don't know.
It's practically a nuclear reactor of supernatural events.
Oh my gosh.
Before I dive into the stories, let me clarify, I'm not here to promote Ripley's, believe it or not. I'm simply passing along the eerie tales of ghostly activity that have unfolded within the walls of these odd museums across the country. Most people would be shocked to learn that a place like Ripley's could be haunted, but when you look into the history of the artifacts on display, it all starts to make sense, as we kind of just mentioned. So then it kind of... This is all broken down into like paragraphs. The Russell House Hostel's dark past. Ripley's in Key West occupies the former Russell House Hostel, a building with a long and twisted history. Back in the 1800s, a well-known newsman was killed by a baker. Officially, the case was closed when the judge declared the baker dead, but the truth, the baker escaped, fleeing to South America to avoid the law. Now, I'm going to say, you and I have not documented any of this. We are just reading a story provided to us, so we don't know. Mm-hmm. Taking Dan's word on it. One evening, a cashier reported hearing the distinct sound of whistling like a coworker was nearby. As the whistling continued, she felt a cold, heavy hand grip her shoulder. When she turned to confront the person, there was no one there. But that's not the only bizarre incident. One morning, a supervisor witnessed a turnstile spinning wildly by itself, even though no one had walked through it. The room was empty. Then there's the haunted fertility room, a place filled with ancient African totems and tribal artifacts. Two employees have shared disturbing tales of being shoved by invisible forces while in that very room. One employee found a deep scratch on his leg, unexplained and agonizing. Soon after, the artifacts were scattered across the museum in hopes of quelling the unrest. Oh, I'm going to guess. I thought maybe that was paranormal, but maybe they like moved him on purpose. But in my opinion, moving the artifacts won't stop the spirits from lingering. They don't leave just because an item is shifted. These entities are tied to the place itself. Then there's the strange case of the girl in a yellow dress. One quiet evening, just two guests were left inside the museum when a supervisor and cashier saw a little girl in a bright yellow dress running around them. But when they went to tell the guests that the museum was closing, the girl was gone, vanished without a trace. The guests were confused, insisting they hadn't seen any child. They had no idea what the staff was talking about. Later, a psychic medium revealed the girl's spirit was still trapped inside the museum, and her name was Lily. What makes this story more strange is that similar events have been reported at other Ripley's locations. In Williamsburg, I saw a little girl in a white dress with short brown hair in the Vortex Tunnel. I wasn't the only one who saw her. Another manager witnessed it too. It's a haunting that repeats itself across multiple Ripley's locations with eerie consistency. That is interesting. One of the more infamous haunted lockdown tours, a group of visitors attempted to communicate with the spirits using a spirit box. As they focused on the mysterious voices, suddenly a mirror flew off the wall in a distant room. Security footage of the incident showed no one interacting with the mirror. It had been securely fastened to the wall for years with liquid nails, screws, and hooks. But in the footage, it didn't just fall. It was pulled away from the wall as though some invisible force yanked it before it crashed to the ground. I've been to that location myself, and I can vouch for the mirror's placement. It was anchored securely. There was no logical explanation for what happened that night. That's just the tip of the iceberg. There are countless more stories I've uncovered from Ripley's vaults. I'll be sharing them soon. Take care. And remember, sometimes it's not just the exhibits that are worth paying attention to, Dan. I like that. It's not just the exhibits. You know, I find that true with many museums. Like, we've talked about the British Museum before, and you think of all of the artifacts that have come from all over the world, some stolen things, I'm going to say stolen, some things were taken that probably shouldn't have been years ago. They should have probably been left. And you look at these and you put them all under one ginormous roof, I think you're going to stir up activity, don't you?
Well, I do. I definitely do. I think there's things that are just meant to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And when you do pluck it from its location and put it somewhere else, it's going to stir it up. It's going to make it active. One thing Dan said that I thought was interesting is he said, in that fertility room, they moved objects hoping that it would help with some of this activity. And it didn't, it didn't seem to matter. Now, he said it's not that the objects were together, it was the location or something. I think it's the object, right? Mm-hmm. I think you can keep moving that object around. And maybe that's kind of what he meant. Was it doesn't matter if it's in that room mm-hmm. or not, this object has something attached to it.
And maybe,
so
you know,
keep moving it around. It's not going to
make
any
difference.
But
maybe the thought is, maybe we have too many of these things together, mm-hmm. and if we separate them, it will calm down the activity. Maybe they're triggering each other.
Which is what I think is what they thought. But, you know, if the object is not happy being removed from its original place, and I mean not the museum, but where it originally was, I don't know that that's going to help.
Yeah, I don't either.
You know.
That's just interesting to me. But, you know, when you think about a museum like that, and you put all of the things under one roof, and there's so many museums. We have one here. It's called the Museum of World Treasures. It's just the weirdest collection of shit. Everything from dinosaurs to mm-hmm. artifacts from Henry VIII's reign. Like, I'm serious. Like, it's got all kinds of weird things under one roof.
It's treasures of the world.
That's exactly what it is. And I've heard rumors of it being haunted, and I would love to find out from someone who works there. I just don't know anybody who works there.
Oh, you know it is.
It's got to be. You just have too many weird things under one roof.
Yeah, I agree.
And so it's pretty incredible, some of the things that are in there. And it's one man's collection of weird shit.
Well, I did get on the Ripley's Believe It or Not website, and I do not see a Key West location pop up, but maybe it's under a different name.
And this could be something that happened years ago.
But I do see the Williamsburg one, and there is a Niagara Falls one.
And I do think, though, that a bunch of them closed down.
Could be.
Didn't they?
Well, you would think, and then, you know, maybe COVID and everything would make it hard to keep things going. But yeah, they're fun to go to. And I recommend, you know, checking it out if you're in a town that has one. They are kind of fun, and there are all sorts of different things there. And I'm sure it's even more interesting. Like, I'm sure they have more interactive types of displays and exhibits now than when, because I just remember there being things in jars that, you know, and weird. You know, they used to do that a lot on carnivals too when I was a kid. They'd have the little cart, that the little trailer you would go in, and it would be full of like these oddities in there too that you would pay to go in and see. So I think today we don't do that as much because it's just kind of politically incorrect to do that, honestly. But,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of not, you know, not something we do as much anymore, but I'd be kind of fun to go to one. I haven't been to one for, like I said, I just remember going as a kid and it being, it scared me as a child.
Well, and I'm looking here, there was one in Key West that is permanently closed.
Okay.
And so then I was looking, I kind of Googled it and it looks like there is a lot of them that have closed.
Mm.
So very interesting, but yeah. I totally get why they would be haunted at the same time.
Oh, completely.
And then if they close down, what do they do with all that crap? It's it's not like they've got people lined up for some of that. You just wonder, what do they do with it?
Yeah. No, I'm with you. That's weird.
Well, let's go to a phone call. Let's listen to it.
My name is Steve Rood. I'm a comic book artist, illustrator. When I was about 5 years old, I was living in Madison, Wisconsin, in our first house. I had a brother, I had a sister, and another brother that had yet to come. We were asleep one night. It wasn't that late. It was about 7 o'clock at night. And I looked up from the covers. I happened to be in my dad's bedroom at the time, and so was my brother sleeping right next to me. So I looked up, and there's a man in the doorway. It looked exactly like my dad, but it wasn't my dad. And I don't know how I knew, but except for the fact that I was scared out of my mind the entire time. Later that next day, I asked my mom about that. And she says, no, your dad wasn't standing in there. Somehow a kid knows that when he sees a silhouette of his dad, and it's not his dad, he is correct. Years later, literally 20, 30 years later, I was talking to my brother about this, the one who was sleeping next to me at that time. And he said he remembered everything exactly the way I did. Well, funny thing about that is that I looked over at him several times trying to wake him up, trying to kick him to get him awake so I could make him see what I was seeing. And he was asleep. That's my story.
Now, I do find that interesting that the brother remembers it, but he remembers his brother being asleep. Can both things be true?
That's what I'm trying to think, too. When he said that, I'm trying to go through scenarios in my head to figure out why the... I think he said his name was Steve. Why Steve would have known the brother was asleep, and I mean really knew he was, like tried to wake him up, right? It wasn't like he just looked over and thought my brother's asleep. He was trying to wake him up, like, do you see what I'm seeing, kind of thing, you know, as you would. But the brother wasn't waking up, but the brother says he remembers this.
I have two theories.
Okay.
Theory number one, and this is common. So you've heard a family story so many times that you think it happened to you. And that's pretty common. You know, people will say, yeah, that happened to me, and it really didn't. It happened to somebody else. But in your memory, that can happen. Mm-hmm. Number two, what if it did happen to the brother, just a different night? Mm. You know, could the brother have seen that same thing, but it just wasn't the same time he had seen it? I'm kind of thinking the brother saw it a different night.
Oh, I like that one. And the reason the family stories one, I get, my ex-husband was notorious for doing that. He'd be telling a story and I'd be thinking the whole time, that's my story. You weren't there. You know, mm-hmm. I don't remember, you know, and yet I just wondered sometimes if he'd heard the story and then somehow he just started thinking it was his story. That can happen. Our memory plays tricks on us,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
But with that said, I like the idea of it being a different night. Plus, I got the feeling when he was saying that years later, his brother and he talked about it. They hadn't really talked about it up to that point. It just seemed like it was one of those, you know, how you and I have done where, like, later on, we talk to our brothers and sisters and we each kind of look at each other with a funny look and we go, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. like that happened to me or whatever. I had that kind of feeling that when he was saying that he and his brother talked about it, it was kind of like the first time that they had really talked about it. And it was a surprise. But his brother could have, I think you have got it pegged. It happened to him. Maybe it wasn't that night, but a different night.
Mm-hmm. Because he could have seen it. Doesn't mean that it showed up just one time. So
I think that's right.
So
I think you're
absolutely
right.
It's an idea. It's an idea. So
I like that one. I like that idea. It's a good one.
Okay. Well, let's do one more story. And it says, I don't really consider myself sensitive to the paranormal, even though I've had a couple of odd experiences, a strange fleeting sensation of something brushing against my leg, or the time my ex woke up to see what he thought was a woman standing in the doorway of our bedroom. But the one encounter that really stands out happened when a friend and I stumbled upon an abandoned cemetery. I grew up in a small town called Seebeck, Washington. There's an old elementary school there, closed and fenced off now, where my younger brother and I went to school years ago. Behind that school is a trail. If you follow it to the left, you'll eventually reach a conference center, but if you turn right, you head toward a cemetery, and we had no clue it existed. One day, my friend and I decided to walk that trail. We had no intention of going to the conference center, so we turned right instead of left. We were shocked to find ourselves at a rundown old cemetery practically right next to the school. It was overgrown with some headstones broken or too weathered to read. Others had dates going back as far as the 1800s and early 1900s. We wandered around following a path along the edge of a rickety wooden fence, taking in the worn markers. After a while, we started feeling uneasy, like someone was staring at us. We decided to head back, and as we retraced our steps toward the school, the feeling grew more intense, like we were being followed. We glanced over our shoulders more than once to make sure no one was there. When we couldn't shake the feeling, we bolted, climbing back over the fence and scrambling into my truck, locking the doors behind us. The next day, my friend called saying she had felt watched for the rest of that evening and asked if I felt the same. I told her no, at least not after leaving the cemetery, but we haven't really discussed it since. I moved away soon after, and this story has stayed with me until now. Thanks for letting me share. I've been binge listening to your podcast. Keep up the great work. That's Katie. I'm going to have a theory on this one, too.
Okay, I like this.
So sometimes, you know, especially you come across something that's kind of spooky, like a cemetery you didn't know was there. It's overgrown, which makes it even spookier. I think you're going to get that feeling of being watched just because you're in a place that's kind of creeping you out. So could it be something was watching them? It could be. Could it be that they just really scared themselves that day and it stuck with them? I think that could be true as well. I think it could go either way.
I'm with you. I think it could go either way, but I think that the residual feeling of that being watched that carried over with the friend, I think that was just a residual carried over. I don't think this thing came home with her and then watched her the rest of the day and then just left. I honestly think it is so powerful when you feel like you're being watched that it is hard to shake,
mm-hmm.
even later. It is a very, very upsetting experience. It's very emotionally draining when that happens. And I think, you know, because if you ask me now and you take me back to my childhood when I lived in a house where I felt like I was being watched a lot, if you ask me that, I can tell you right now exactly what that felt like, and I can start to feel it again.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know? Absolutely. Yeah.
And so I think it was just a hangover.
And
can you get hangover, paranormal hangovers?
There should be a song. If yeah. Tony was here,
we'll
he would have a song, a paranormal hangover.
Well, yeah, a country song. You know, they got in a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Right? And I'll bet maybe they had some beer in a cooler in the back.
There and we were. We took a right instead of a left, and we got to the haunted cemetery. But, you know, I also think that I don't know how the conversation went down once they were there. You know, because if you're just kind of walking around a cemetery, I don't feel creeped mm-hmm. out. I kind of, it's quiet, peaceful place to be. Mm-hmm. But coming upon one you weren't expecting, and then how'd the conversation go? Were you both kind of freaking each other out a little bit when you were there? I don't know. Maybe not.
There's cemeteries that I don't feel that way, and there's cemeteries that I do.
Yeah.
So I just think that I personally think that they might have been being watched, but the hangover, I think, was a hangover.
A paranormal hangover.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you have a paranormal hangover story, share it with us. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you would like an ad-free version of the show, you get advance episodes and access to the archive. You can become a premium subscriber. Get all of that. You can sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.